What was the outcome? I'm sorry. So humans not trapping. Right?
I don't think so. Right. So in Seida, which is what we talked about last week, there's a couple Yesoidos that really are Yesoidos in the whole Hilchos Shabbos. B'negeya, Davar She'ein Miskaven, and Psik Reisha, and all these things. Okay. So we're gonna. I wanna discuss each one. And Malacha She'ein Tzarach L'Gufa. So they're important things to understand for all over Hilchos Shabbos. Okay. We've mentioned in passing many times Dover She'ein Miskaven. But now we want to analyze it properly and figure out exactly what it means and what are the parameters of it. Because a lot of times we'll say, oh, if it's Dover She'ein Miskaven, it's mutar under three circumstances, it's two and you know, you have to know how to apply it. So I wanna go through each one and show you where in Seida comes up. Okay? The principle of Malacha She'ein Tzarach of Dover She'ein Miskaven means, okay, when you're doing one thing and a different result happens from what you did. A separate action results from what you did. Okay? So, Davar She'ein Miskaven is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And the maisa we hold, Davar She'ein Miskaven is mutter. So, for example, let's say I'm walking, and as I'm walking, I know that it's likely, it's not for sure, but it may happen that I will pull out grass. I'm not allowed to pull out grass on Shabbos, but it's tall grass. And as I'm walking, it's likely I may pull out grass. Okay, that's one of the cases given.
It's
not a psik reisha. It's possible that it will happen, but it's not for sure going to happen. So the halach is, are you allowed to walk in the grass or you can't? Because maybe it will happen. It's a safek deraisa, and if it happens, you're pulling out the grass. So you're allowed to walk in the grass, you're not allowed to walk in the grass. So we passing, you're allowed. Because since even if it happens, I was not miskaven to do it. So it's a double. Not benefiting. I didn't try to do
it. For it to happen.
I didn't want to do it. It's totally unintentional. It's a total. It's a secondary result of a byproduct of my action. It's not part of my maisa. It's a byproduct of my maisa. It's not my maisa itself, and therefore it's mutter to go ahead and do it lechatchila. They talk about brushing hair. I'm trying to brush my hair. I don't mean to pull out the hairs. Right?
That would be a problem, brushing hair on Shabbos.
Unless it's a psik reisha.
What about flossing, though?
Flossing, same thing.
Well, I thought you can't floss if you know that you have a place to be.
Oh, because that, if you know, it's different. That's what we're going to get to. Okay? But if it's possible, it's likely even, but it's not for sure going to happen, okay? So it's called a Davar She'ein Miskaven, and it's mutter to go ahead and do it. So anytime that there's a byproduct of your action, like that, then you're allowed to go ahead and do the action because it's not related to your actual maisa. Your maisa is this. You know, do you see from here? You saw here, by the way, the difference between a human being and an animal. Because an animal, the maisa that they do is defined by whatever action happens. Whatever you do, you do. A human being, your action is what you try is your das, is what you're trying to accomplish. A person is accomplishing when he's doing something. So I have the ability, I'm defining my action is walking, because that's what I'm trying to accomplish. All the byproducts of my maisa are not my maisa. It's like byproducts, it's nothing to do with me. I'm trying to walk and that's it. Because I could be kaveya, what my kavana is, and my kavana is only to walk, I'm not trying to pull out this grass. Okay? Good. Now, says the Gemara, if that's true, so the Gemara talks about a case. Let's say back in the olden days, they didn't have balls to play with. Okay? So I want to give my child a ball to play with. So I have a very convenient way to get him a ball. I'll cut off the chicken's head, and I'll give him the ball. They want to play tennis, you know, whatever. What? Yeah, and whoever's hand turns red loses, or whatever. So that's the ball that they used to play with. They had the head of the chicken, nice and round. Yeah. So they would cut off the chicken's head. No, this is real. They'd cut off the chicken's head.
What? That's a beak.
All right. So maybe it was badminton.
That's what I was saying. I forgot the name.
So bottom line is they would play with this ball. So says the Gemara, are you allowed to cut off the head of the chicken on Shabbos? Because you're killing the animal. You're not allowed to kill animals on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, it's ain't miskaven.
It's dead.
I'm not trying to kill the animal. I'm just trying to get the head of the chicken.
But it's definitely going to happen.
So says the Gemara, since it's impossible to get the head without killing the animal, that means by definition, you're not, by this action, you can't split one from the other. I mean, you could split the head from the chicken, but you can't split the two actions that are happening from one another. You can't say, I'm only getting the head of the chicken, and I'm not...
Sick rage. Sure gonna happen.
Oh. So this is the lashon of, have you ever heard this? Psik resha? Psik resha means it's for sure going to happen. Now why does psik resha mean that it's for sure going to happen?
That's the literal meaning, by the way.
Oh, so what is the literal meaning of this term? But this term is, so again, we have two terms. We're learning about more general things now. Okay, as a segue from last week of trapping. That ein miskaven means you did something without intent, no kavana, so it's a byproduct of your action. You didn't try to do that. And then we're saying psik resha means that it's for sure going to happen. Okay, so now let's think about it. What is the literal definition of psik resha?
You drag a band.
No, what's the literal definition? What's psik? Psik is to cut. Uh-huh. What's resha?
Beginning.
Head. It's talking about this case. Psik resha means it's the case of cutting off the head of the chicken. So you're not allowed to cut off the head of the chicken because it's psik, the Gemara says, psik resha v'lo yamos. You're going to cut off the head and not kill the animal. It's for sure going to happen. So therefore, psik resha is a term they use to describe this type of scenario.
Coined right there.
Right. It's coined right there that it's used to describe this type of scenario. When even though your action, you're not intending to cause a certain consequence, but it's for sure going to happen. That's also aser. Okay, so let's get these terms clear. Ein miskaven is that it's a byproduct of the action, not intending to do it. Psik resha means no, but it's a definite consequence. So it's for sure going to happen, and therefore it's aser. Yeah.
What happens if you don't care if it's going to happen?
Okay. Now comes the, so again, so let's go back to the hair and the flossing. Okay, so the flossing, if you're flossing, and, well, I'm just trying to floss, I'm not trying to get blood. So it's ein miskaven on the taking out of the blood. Okay, so if you could floss without without bleeding, so then theoretically it's ein miskaven and it will be mutter. But if when you floss you're for sure going to cause bleeding, so then it's also. You see the connection there?
That's not for sure going to happen.
That's not for sure.
Right? So that means it's permitted.
So theoretically, if you're not going to... Now, you have to be careful not to cut the floss, whatever, but obviously, I'm not talking about that. But if it's not for sure going to happen, then yeah, it will be mutter. Because of this concept. It's ein miskaven on the bleeding, and it's not a psik resha. It's not for sure going to happen. That's the setup over here, okay? Now... and it's also deraisa. Psik resha is like your action. Because what are we saying? We said the whole idea of ein miskaven means is that I can define my maisa. I'm walking. Don't tell me I'm also cutting grass. I'm not cutting grass. I'm walking. Oh, but in this type of thing, the two things are mamish one maisa. So you can't split them up. So by being mechaven for one, it's like kavan on the other. There's two different ways to say it.
Wait, so the cutting grass is not okay?
So if it's very tall grass, then it's for sure going to pull out grass. That's
right.
Awesome.
Because it's a psik resha. Right,
exactly.
What's gonna happen.
Exactly. Okay, so that's this whole idea with things which are ein miskaven, but it's a psik resha. Okay,
this only applies for Isser Doraita, right?
No, even Isser Darabonon is also if it's a psik resha. If that's why, for example, opening a light of a fridge on Shabbos is a psik resha. I'm not trying to turn on the light, I'm just trying to open the fridge, but it's for sure going to turn on. Okay, so since it's a psik resha, it's Isser. However...
So that's why you could go to a water fountain.
Because it may not for sure turn on. Okay, now that brings it to another case. Okay, let's talk about my other, the following case. Okay, and then we're going to get into all the different parameters of everything. But I need to get the terminology clear. In miskaven, psik resha. Now, there's another question. Nichale or loy nichale? Now, till now we're talking about cases where it's nichale. You know, maybe. But psik resha de lo nichale means the unintended result, even though it's for sure going to happen, but I don't want it to happen. I don't care about it. I don't care about it. Okay? So for example, let's say the bleeding. I don't really want it to bleed. Even though I know for sure it's going to bleed, I don't want it to bleed. I'd rather it didn't, as a matter of fact.
I care and don't want it the same.
Yeah, the Bir Halacha says it's the same thing. Okay? So for example, the case in the Gemara is you take a wet cloth, that's full of wine, and you stuff it into a barrel, into the spigot hole, to stuff up the hole. Now what's going to happen is it's going to get squeezed, and all the wine is going to come out. So it's a miskaven on the squeezing. I'm not trying to get the wine out. And it's loy nichole, because I don't want to lose the wine that's in there, because I'd rather it go into the barrel, not out of the barrel. So the Gemara still says, this is a machlokes. Secretion de lo nichale is mutter or is asa. Okay? So secretion de nichale is asa. Secretion de lo nichale, we also paskin is asa. But there are a couple of important
cases
where you don't allow it.
Because
it's we paskin, it's asa, yeah. Now the only thing is that there are exceptions in that case. Like in a makom tsar. A makom of a big tsar, if it's a psikresha, de lo nichale, and it's a makom of a tsar, and it's an issur derabanan, we will be making.
What's the translation of the word again?
Lo nichale is, it's not pleasant to you, you don't want the result. Okay? So I'll give you an example.
Walking through a field and not walking for an hour around, is that tsar?
No, maybe. So I'll give you the case of where it comes into tseda. Tseda is what we're talking about now, right? The case of Tzeda is, I want to just get a Mishnah Berurah, if you don't mind, just to be sure that I got it right.
How's your daughter dealing with the twins?
Mishabura is talking about a case where of tzeda that you open the door in the winter, and all of a sudden a bird flew into your house, and now you can't close the door and it's freezing cold. It's in Poland, right? Now what am I supposed to do? It's freezing cold over there. I can't close the door because it's seda.
Florida, it's boiling hot. Yeah?
Oh, it's boiling hot, right. Let's take mosquito. Right? So what's going on? So am I allowed to close the door? So says the Mishnah Berurah, b'shem the nishmasad v'chay adam. U'bizman ha'koyer, sheyesh tsar, tsina, it's very cold. Kosav v'chay adam, the mutter lin ol, I'm allowed to close the door. Im ein kavanosoi, rak l'hatzel min ha'koyer. If my kavana is only to close the door, not to trap the animal, I'm not interested in trapping the animal. The inner rights are cloud, but say that's a tzibor. I couldn't care less about trapping the animal, so it's a psikresha, and it's lin yichale, because I don't want to trap the. It's not like I want a spare parrot now for
but
a spare pigeon.
I
would rather leave, if anything. So I don't really want the tzeda. Even the ain boy tzeda derais. That's also. It's only a issa derabanan. I've got to have a psikresha, but derabanan.
Why? Because it still flies around.
Well, yeah, because it's still not really trapped fully, because I'm not going to be able to get it in one fell swoop just from closing the window. So Lamaisa Zakhtam Shabur Bizman Tsar, he's Mekel on a Psikresha Doloy Nichale on an Isidur Abonan. Okay? So I'll tell you where we wanted to apply this. We were talking one time, back in the day, with Alan, we were discussing alarm systems. So what happens if a guy, he always disarms his alarm system? This happened, okay? Someone came over, running over, and asked me this question, that he always disarms his alarm system on Shabbos. But this time, it happened to a friend of mine. They forgot to disarm it from his in-laws live in this huge mansion in Lawrence. And one wing of the house is like always on this alarm system because they don't use that wing of the house. This week the kids were here. My friend, his son-in-law, was here. And they were in that wing of the house, but they forgot to disarm the thing. So the question is, this guy's stuck in his room the whole Shabbos.
Another part of the house.
Huh? Oh, so the question is, could you say they didn't have a time? So the question is, could you be matter with him to walk out of the room because of this?
He asked you before it happened, or after?
No. This case, he asked me. He didn't ask me, but we discussed.
It's
a drabbanon. Could be this whole alarm system is a drabbanon, and it's a miskaven to activate any sort of alarm. It's lo nichale, and maybe it's makom tsar because he's not going to have anything to eat.
What's not the Rabbanon? What's the Rabbanon over there?
No, because it could be that this type of LED lights that go on and off are the Rabbanon or whatever. I don't want to get too involved in that, but it's possible.
That's the whole head, it's the Rabbanon.
It's possible that it's the Rabbanon. The Chazon Ish held it as the Raisa, but many other places can say that maybe you could treat it as a Rabbanon, which is discussed at different times.
So what was the advice on what to do? To totally disarm it or to just go out one time?
Well, you can't disarm it, because disarming it is not a Davar Shein Miskaven. Disarming it, you're being mechavin to do it. So the walking out, I'm a mechavin. I'm just trying to walk open the door. It happens to be the thing is going to activate, right? So now it's going to activate. I'm not nichalein the activation of it. It's only nisra d'rabbanan maybe, and it's might so still be also.
We had the same question with the lights. We have security lights. We know it's for sure going to turn on.
Now the only thing with the security light is that it could be it's nichalein, because when you're walking back, you want it to light up so that you're not in a.
No,
if you don't, so then it would be the same thing. But what's the makom tzar? Just walk the other way.
Right.
You need to have a hetzer. It's not so simple. Just because
it's very far, though.
One path.
If there's a place in Aventura, for example, that's like that along the marina, you can take a shortcut, or you can make you walk far.
Oh yeah. So it depends. If it's defined as a makom tzar, I don't know. He's talking about that it's freezing cold. Is walking, you know, a guy not having food a whole Shabbos, I could hear that's a shtickl tzar. He's going to be stuck by himself
now,
the whole Shabbos.
Can you go back there again? Or you can't go back in that wing?
No. That's no tzar now. What's the tzar to go back there? I mean, unless for the same reason they put him there in the first place.
He left his kids there.
What?
He left his kid in there.
Okay, yeah. So.
Also potentially a sakana, no?
I'm a kid. I mean, just talking about an adult. You know, but now the question is to go out for minyan. Is that a heta on this? You know, I don't know. It could be that that's not a heta for this.
You said with lights, if you go down
the street, it's better to stay at home.
Yeah, exactly.
Wasn't there just a giraffe in the bathroom or something? Someone told me stay in the bathroom.
Yeah, something like that. Whose story was this?
I don't know. I heard someone.
Yeah, I heard something with one of the rabbanim that was here. Maybe it was Rabbi Eliyahu Levine or something like that.
The rabbi stuck his hand in the beard and he left the old Shabbos.
Yeah.
Why? He was scared if he takes it out, maybe a hair will rip it.
But wait a second, it's
why did he put it in the first place then?
He forgot. He was involved in his learning. He forgot.
Wait, but it's not for sure.
Yeah, it's not for sure going to happen.
Now, what about you said with a light? If you go down the street and turns the light on.
Oh, so let's analyze that case. Let's say you're walking down the street and the light's going to turn on the sensor. So I'm in Miskavin because I'm just trying to walk. But it's a psik resha because it will for sure happen if I walk in this down this block, it always turns on. So what's the heter? It's not even nisa d'rabbanan. It could be nisa d'oraisa. I'm turning on a real light. So it's psik resha. Now, not only that, it could be it's even nichalei because I want the street to be lit when I'm walking there. I would rather it be lit.
Problem, but if you don't want it to happen, I thought you said that you're turning on, so you have to worry about because you didn't intend for it to happen. It's not the goal.
That itself wouldn't be such a good hetzer.
I once asked Rabbi Shapiro about we have motion sensors in our house that you can disarm them, but they go red and green. You know, if you move inside the.
No, you have to disarm it more than that. No. You have to make cover it.
He said not to even worry about it.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said there's no problem. Don't worry about it.
He's more liberal than that.
No. There is a tshuva from the Shevet Halevi, okay? The Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, he's getting old. Rav Vosner was appointed by the Chazon Ish to be the Av Beis Din in Bnei Brak. That means he's been having this position for about 50 years, and he was no Am Haaretz when he started, obviously, right? Rav Vosner was appointed by the Chazon Ish to be the Rav of Zichron Meir.
I don't think he was an Am Haaretz.
I'm saying he must have been a ganz fine at Talmud Chacham when he started, and that's that. And the Chazon Ish was Nifter in the 60s. So imagine, what?
In the 50s.
I'm saying he's been since he was appointed 60 years ago. He was appointed by the Chazon Ish, so he's no, to say the least. So anyway, Rav Vosner, he has a whole tshuva which Rav Eliashiv does not agree with, but he has a tshuva which I think all these things that you're referring to, he holds something else with Gamri that it's like more than Ein Miskavin, because Ein Miskavin means I'm doing two things. Right. Let's say the pulling out the hair. I'm brushing my hair and I'm pulling out hair. I'm doing two things. I'm doing two actions. One of them is a byproduct, but I'm doing two actions. If over here, I'm walking. Turning on the light is not even my secondary action. It happened to me. Like the light turned on me. It's nothing to do with me. It's not really my action at all.
It is.
He's trying to say it's even more. Because if it would just be in Miskavin, then it would be awesome. possible. He's trying to say it's a level higher than Ein Miskav. It's like not even a secondary action that I did. It's nothing.
Well, but there is
it's like Mimela. It's like
an action because today the sensors are activated by you walking.
I know, but he understands like it's not a mice. Like if let's say you would be doing two things, like you're
say, but you're doing a head to you're doing also. So you're not doing
you're
a head.
You're not physically touching it. So therefore, it's like it happens Mimela.
That's the technology. The technology today. Okay, fine. Right. So you didn't press the button. That would be doing something, but now today you walk in front of it.
Yeah, it's a little hard to understand how far to take his head there, because but he says anything time that like I'm totally mimela, the secondary action is totally mimela. It's not even part of my first action. It's like totally mimela. He's more lenient on all these things. Rabbi Yashin doesn't understand what's the difference. It's Ein Miskavin. Bottom line is I don't have this other higher level. It's Ein Miskavin, it's Psikresha, it's awesome. That's it. He doesn't have that's why the Rabbi Yashin didn't go to the Kaisel on Shabbos. Because of the video cameras.
Right.
To the Kaisel on Shabbos. And Yom Tov. Because the video cameras.
Yeah, but if the video cameras are always on.
Yeah, no. But I'm making my picture. The problem is the picture that is my picture is being printed on the screen.
But it's temporary, isn't it? Oh, it's
temporary, but it says Nirmana.
No, they also recorded it.
Also, maybe, yeah. Anyway, but this is a separate issue. But yeah, that would be the heter. The shape of the lady would be the heter on that.
Are you clear to tell anybody?
Well, see, those security cameras that are all over the city is a little different because those is loy nichale. Because I don't really care, for me, I don't really care if I come up on your screen. It doesn't help me at all. By the kaisel, I want to be on the screen. Because I want the soldiers who's ever there watching over me and making sure that I'm safe. Why is it there? Because they're afraid that some guy's going to attack me out of nowhere. I want to be seen and I want to be protected.
Is it also an issue? Is it also an issue that you're walking?
Has cameras all over.
Okay, so that's what he's saying. That's why
you're
it's
walking,
awesome.
Over here, you're just walking to your house. So let's say there's cameras along these streets. You're just walking to your house. But in the Kotel, you're deciding to go specifically to the Kotel.
It's also true. Right.
So there was a great question that was asked in Aleinu Shabeach, you know the Sefer?
Yeah, that, it's Rabbi Yashiv's son-in-law,
yeah,
by the way.
So yeah, so there was a boy who was in the hospital, and they did the bar mitzvah in the hospital on Shabbos, and afterwards they wanted to go to the security cameras and get a copy of the video from the bar mitzvah. And they asked him, he wouldn't let him.
That's like the other story that I heard that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, who's the author of Aleinu Shabbat, I saw there was a live. They were videoing for some reason some questions that Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein was asking Rav Chaim Kanievsky. The conversation they were having, brothers-in-law, they're both sons-in-law of Rav Yashiv. So nice shidduch there. So he was asking him. So what happens in the following story? What was the story? He said a guy gave him a shabarach in shul. And then after davening, on Sunday, the gavi goes to him and says, you know, pay up. You said, I don't know, make up a number. You said you're giving 1,000 shekel. So I didn't say 1,000 shekel. I said 100. I don't know what you said. What are you talking about? He says, I'm telling you, you said 1,000. You said 100. So he said, well, I know you said 1,000. How do you know? He says, because for this reason, we have a recorder going by the beamer the whole Shabbos. So then the guy said, in that case, it's a mekach tois even 100. I'm never giving to a shul that has a recorder by the beamer. Forget the whole thing.
I wonder if you wouldn't be able to use that in the base day, no?
So the Maaser of Chaim said he owes 1,000.
Really? Because it was recorded.
That's what he said.
Fine, but how do you use that?
He's willing to.
He said that's your problem. What?
He's willing to listen to that album.
So I don't. Maybe he didn't say. The truth is, I thought he said that, but I don't remember. It's not the point. What's the difference? Evidence. Hein evidence. But the guy made an eder.
Okay, fine. But I'm saying if he brought it to base and there was a disagreement, because could they bring that forward?
Maybe you're being nana from Mechil Shabbos. No, so Chaim was saying the guy didn't do anything wrong.
By putting a recorder?
What? Because the people that are talking into it don't even know it's there. So.
But he knows it's there and he's using it later. It's the same thing as the camera on Shabbos.
It's a little bit different because in the case of the camera, you know the camera's there when you're walking in front of it. Over here, when I'm talking, I have no idea that the recorder's there.
He didn't know, but the guy who put it there did know.
I know.
But he used it for his benefit.
Right. I know.
The guy's gonna lie.
But he knew that the guy that's going to talk into it is not going to know that he's talking into it. So the guy that's talking into it is not doing it. So I'm not causing any supposed to do anything wrong.
It's worse even in Florida. It's worse in Florida because then you're not allowed to legally report someone without telling them. So you, the law of the
land. What does that mean? If you're, isn't it like putting a stumbling block in front of a guy? He doesn't know something's there. He's being Mechala Shabbos.
I'll tell you why. Okay, this is one of the.
In front of a blind man, even you can't say something about a deaf person, even if they can't hear you.
No, because like the verdict is like this. Okay, it's. We didn't get to that shlab, but there's one level on top of Ein Miskaven. Okay, on top of Ein Miskaven. What's a case that there's a switch on the wall that I think is a mezuzah? Okay, and instead of hitting the mezuzah, I hit that thing, and I thought it was the mezuzah. I hit that thing, and it turns out to be the light switch. What is that? Is that Ein Miskaven? It's not really Ein Miskaven because it's a mistake. It's not Ein Miskaven means I know what I'm doing and there's a byproduct to my action. This is not Ein Miskaven. This is something else Lagavi, right? What is the level of that? That's called a misasik. It means it's something. It came out of my action. It's like redefining my whole maisa. My whole maisa was not really what it tried to do. This whole thing, I didn't try to turn on the light at all. I didn't try to do that action. The whole action is accidental. Over there, it could be that it's mamash nothing.
Right. It is.
It's not even also deraisa at all. Because you didn't do anything.
Oh, so that applies also if you were walking in a place where you didn't know there was a sensor activated light.
Yes.
Then you wouldn't be.
I'm not doing anything. So that's what Reb Chaim was saying, is that the guy talking into it was misasik. He didn't do anything.
You might be afraid to keep walking because now you know it's going to turn off as you walk away.
What do you do there?
You stand like this on Shabbos.
No. Because so we asked that question, but if you walk past the light and it turns on Shabbos, there's no reason for you to stay in there because it's not the pshat that by you staying there, by you leaving, it turns off. The light stays on automatically for 15 seconds. And then if you're there again after 15 seconds, it stays on again. So if you leave, you're just letting it turn off after 15 seconds.
Maybe you're doing halacha every second you stand there.
Why? Yeah, it's forget. Because it's worse to stay there.
Yeah, it's worse to stay there.
Yeah, you have to watch that go, like, if you walk too close, they go on.
Yeah, you got to watch out from those, of course. Yeah. Okay, so this is the side of Ein Miskaven, Psikresha de lo nichalei. So we say Psikresha de lo nichalei on a Issa de Rabbanon is Mutter b'makom tzar. Do not try to figure out this heter on your own, but you have to know all the parameters. But there are hetem. It's Psikresha and it's l'nichalei. The whole Isra at stake is only an Issa de Rabbanon, and you have makom tzar, it's Mutter.
But it's a psik. Okay, fine, that's a lot. But I'm saying it's a psik ratio.
Right, but it's l'nichalei. You don't really care for the result. And it's the whole issue is only an issue. There's a bun on here. We can be more lenient. Okay?
If there's a tzar.
Yeah. Okay?
If there wasn't a tzar, it wouldn't.
No.
Like the grass.
Exactly. Okay?
You open the refrigerator door and the stack.
That's even different. That's a grumma. Could be that's not even a secretion. That's not Ein Miskaven so much. That's more like a grumma. Means I'm not directly making it go on. It's going on with time. That's called a grumma. Something else. Okay. Now, here, let me give you the following case. Okay? And here's a very interesting shaila. This is called, I'm going to say something which may sound like a contradiction in terms, and then I'll explain. What's the status of a Suffolk psik resha? What?
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's an oxymoron.
Oxymoron, right? Because psikresha idea is it's for sure going to die. So I just said it's a suffix psikresha. What does it mean, suffix psikresha, right?
I guess there could always be, a case where it potentially wouldn't happen.
Maybe for sure die,
right? Like, you know, no. So I'm probably for sure gonna do it. Right? No. So what does it mean, suffix of a psikresha? So the case is like this. Also, tzeda. The shiloh is like this. I have a barrel, the Taz talks about a case where I have a barrel, and it could be that in the barrel there are flies, but I don't know. And I want to close the barrel. So I'm for sure closing the barrel. I don't have kavana to trap the flies. But there's a psikresha, right? That if the flies are in there, it's trapping them. right? But it's a suffix on the Psik Resha, not because it's a suffix whether it'll happen, because it's a suffix whether there are flies there. So it's an outside suffix, not a suffix on my action. My action will for sure cause trapping. It's just the question is, are there flies there? Okay? So it's a contradiction in terms, but it's not. Because my action is a Psik Resha. The suffix is, are there flies there? Okay? So Maisa, suffix Psik Resha. Okay, this is a big shaila. So I'll tell you where it applies. I think it applies here. The Bir Halacha says that on an Issa D'Oraisa, you have to be machmer on that. You can't do it. On an Issa D'Rabbanon, you could, because it's a suffix. So suffix D'Rabbanon le'kula. So what is the case? The case is like this. In my apartment in Lakewood where we lived, so the apartment was above ground level. So the way the sewer worked back in the good old days where there was sewer, so the way the way this particular apartment worked is like a pit that it would flush into like a holding tank, and then a pump of some sort, and then every couple flushes or whatever, it would get to a certain threshold and it would pump it all out into the sewer. It wouldn't go straight into the sewer. Okay, so now, or it wasn't above ground. Forget it. It was too low for the sewer. In basements, it's too low for the sewer. For the sewer. I think it was called like an ejector pit or something like that. Yeah. Right. So now, are you allowed to flush the toilet on Shabbos?
Yeah.
What? Are you allowed to flush the toilet on Shabbos? What? Because you're what?
Not that the first show gonna happen each time.
Why not?
You don't know how many times it needs to.
Oh, good. It's a Psik Resha. Oh, it's a miskaven to turn the electrical pump on, but it's a Psik Resha, let's say, because it will for sure happen, and it's definitely nichale.
But it's not for sure,
right?
Make a chart. You don't know when, which.
It's not for sure gonna happen. The reason it's not for sure gonna happen is not because you don't know the ramifications of your actions. It's because you don't know how much water is in the pump already.
Right.
So it's like the case of the flies. If there's X amount of water, then my flush is a Psik Resha of turning on the pump. Right? Because it's for sure going to turn it on. The question just is how much water is in there. So it's a suffix on the Psik Resha. So if it's Nisa D'Oraisa, it would be also to flush it.
It's say that it would be awesome?
It should be awesome.
Wait, suffix Psik Resha is awesome?
Like, you do it every time you flush. You would be able to...
Right. So I'll tell you, so now, the only thing is that, again, I don't want to say it on record, but it some are makel that electricity is in Issa D'Rabbanon. So maybe you could be makel with the suffix Psik Resha de Lusha Ava.
So if a suffix Psik Resha is also.
Yeah, and it's a D'Oraisa. Okay? Now, the question is... So L'maisa, if you want to be machmer that electricity is D'Oraisa, like the Chazon Ish, you wouldn't be allowed to flush the toilet, because it's suffix Psik Resha. Right? And so it's a D'Oraisa, so you have to be machmer on it. So you wouldn't be allowed to flush the toilet.
What about the disgusting nature of not flushing the
toilet? What do you just count?
What?
If
you count, it's even worse. Because then the third guy is for sure stuck. Right? You're better off not counting, because then... Oh, so we came up with an eitzel like this. So I asked, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I asked Rabbi Yashiv's Gabbai if I could ask Rabbi Yashiv this shaila. And he said, don't bother, he holds his motor. Why? Because he holds, not like the Bir Halacha, he holds it suffix to gracious mutter anyway. That's what Rabbi Yashiv held. Okay. So anyway, but Lamaisa, before I heard that or whatever, we came up with an eitzel like this. We came up with a murdic idea. Because even if you flush a few more times before the pump goes on, it doesn't overflow. I mean, the pump, the pit is very deep, right? It's just that once it hits a little threshold, it pumps it out. But it could hold a lot more than that. So what we did was, you know these timers that go, you know, you have the little, what are they called? In, out, in, out, in, out.
It's like switches.
The switches, okay?
So
what I did was, I put one of those things on a timer into the wall. Okay, in, out, in, out. So it means the whole entire plug was off every other 15 minutes. Okay? And then I attached a nightlight to the same plug. So whenever the nightlight was on, I knew the electricity was on, so we didn't flush the toilet.
Oh, that electricity was connected.
And then when the nightlight was off, I knew the whole electricity was off on that plug, so we flushed the toilet. And then if once later the electricity goes back on, it pumps it all out. That's nothing to do with me.
Wait, how did you know that plug was connected to the pump?
I had a three-prong outlet.
Yeah.
I plugged that in. The three-prong outlet I plugged into the timer. Okay, now the timer's controlling all three of those plugs. On one of the plugs I put in a nightlight, and on the other plug of that three-prong thing I put in the sump pump, the ejector pin.
Oh, you actually can control that?
No. Yeah, it's plugged into the wall, right?
Oh, I didn't realize. I thought it was an automated thing. I thought it was in your plumbing.
No, it's a float.
I didn't realize it was part of the toilet.
It's a float, and that's why when there's no power, don't ask. But anyway, so
you're gonna sell these like you do the lights?
No, so this is a Mari the Kishtickle. So Mamela, every 15 minutes, the whole thing would go off, so you could flush, and then it just sits there on the bottom, and whenever the time comes to pump to.
Some guys called me on a deal this week. It's a Shabbos switch that creates a pulse inside the switch, and there's a red light and a green light. And the red light means that it's okay to flip the switch down.
It's going to happen anyway.
Nothing's happening. But then when it starts pulsing, when it's green, the light will go on.
Right, so the question is, are you doing a grumma?
He says it's a non-grumma switch.
It's less than grumma.
It's less than grumma.
Okay, no, because my thing is, even if it's grumma, but since my thing was anyway, in miskaven, my thing was a really pretty big, I'm telling you, Rabbi Yashiv's Gavai said the whole thing is mutter. So I'm saying this whole thing was a chumra. So add on to that, it's a grumma, it was for sure mutter.
Remind me.
Yeah, he said, even if you're allowed on timers, some people hold that while
like
the that on Yom Tif, on pins that we were saying that a lot of people hold that while the light is on, right? While the light is when it's on, okay, you can make it stay on for longer and go off later because you're not doing anything right now. Okay, so what you do is you can add on an off pin, take the off pin.
Are the pins mixing?
That's a separate issue, yeah. But take the off pin and put it on instead of going off at 8:00, and it'll go off at 10. So because you're just making it extend longer. So I think what he was timing was, you have to do it. So he said, so my brother-in-law was going to take out the pin and put it in later. So he said, no, but if you take out the pin, he was a little kid, take out the pin, then at that point it's going to stay on the whole night, the whole day. And then you put it in later, it's going to turn it off. So you can't do that. You have to get a second off pin, put the off pin in first,
then take off this one.
So the second one, when you put it in, didn't do anything. All you did is take out the other one. So that's okay. But you can't actually put one in that's going to turn it off. That's a good point. Okay, anyway, so these are the Yisoides. Ein Miskaven, Psekresha Dola Nichalei, Makum Tzar, and there's a few more we'll talk about next week, okay?